Number 26, get in the sunlight for 5 to 10 minutes a day. Just 5 to 10 minutes is as simple as it really takes. One of the objectives with these tips that I'm trying to give you is to give you very simple things. You, as I've said in many earlier videos, you can dive down the rabbit hole as far as you want on each one of them, but the simplest piece of it is getting these little things started as far as that. And this is about getting some sun exposure every single day for around 5 to 10 minutes. And it's different than being under sun lamps and all that. This is actually having sun and sunlight exposure 5 to 10 minutes a day. As I said in the last video where we talked about being in touch with Mother Earth, that's half of it. And the other half, certainly, of life on the surface of the Earth and in the upper part of the oceans is the light of the sun. The light of the sun is a very huge life-giving tool on planet Earth. And it's something that we require in order to thrive. In fact, our cellular structure is designed to respond to the sun's rays. Now, certainly you don't want too much, because we all know that there's many harmful effects that come from overexposure of the sun, but at the same time, there's harmful effects from underexposure of the sun. So we want to make sure we're going out and we're getting around 5 to 10 minutes of sunlight a day. Preferably, ideally, you're going to be outside, it's going to be a sunny day, and you're going to be able to have a little bit of sun exposure on your actual skin somewhere. Now, don't do it if it's terribly freezing cold out. In some instances, you could probably be where it goes through a window and you can get in direct rays of the sunbeam coming through the window. So make sure the shades are up sometimes. Or if you're in an instance where it's cloudy, if it's snowing, if it's raining, if it's just a very cloudy day, remember one thing, that if the sun is overhead where you are on the Earth and you can tell that it's light and not night, even if it's raining, even if it's terribly cloudy, even if it's snowing, there's some light coming through. It doesn't mean you go out there and expose all your skin, but you can still get outside. You can still get some type of exposure to the light. And probably not the wisest thing to do when you're having severe weather, but certainly understand that even through those clouds, light is making it through. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between night and day when the clouds are out. So you can get that exposure. It's said down if you're in the beach that you can sit in the shade, you're probably going to get more sun exposure even on a cloudy day, because the sun's going to reflect and refract through the moisture in the clouds, through the moisture off the ocean, and actually give you a little bit more sun exposure than you expect. Now, there's also a lot of studies out there, as I said, biologically about vitamin D and the benefits of vitamin D on our overall physical health. Absolutely. Go study it. We're learning more and more every year about the benefits of vitamin D, and it's sun exposure that catalyzes your body to help turn the vitamin D2 into the vitamin D3, which is what we require in order for our cells and our underlying cellular structure to thrive. So get that exposure. It doesn't matter if it's just a hand, it doesn't matter if it's just your feet, get that exposure. It's one thing that I recall from years ago. If you ever saw Disney's Sword in the Stone, there's a part where Merlin fights and defeats Mad Madam Mim, the witch who's in the dark, dark wood. And after he defeats her by becoming a germ and giving her the plague effectively, he's got her in bed and he suggests lots and lots of sunlight and he opens that light exposure. And there's a bit of an analogy in there about the light of the sun coming down to help us get out of sickness and disease. So get that little bit of sun exposure. It's one of those things, referring back to the last video on Mother Earth, if you're in the hospital and you're sick, don't just open a window and get a little breeze in. Get a little bit of sunlight. Get a little bit of life exposure to the world outside. It's going to do an enormous amount of benefit. And just like cell by cell your body is built, 5 to 10 minutes every single day of sunlight is going to have an exponential effect on you over the course of time. So get out there and get 5 to 10 minutes of sunlight. And one last comment is the winter times, the time where the days are shorter and the nights are longer, and we have a little bit less ability to have sun exposure. Those tend to be a lot of the times where you see a lot of different illnesses, viruses, and different things spreading. And some people tend to get them and others don't. And there's a couple things behind that. And one is just kind of being inside all the time and encloistered in the same air. But the other thing is we're getting that, we have that lack of sun exposure. So that habit of 5 to 10 minutes is going to add up. And especially where you see the depression, you see your body get a little bit more run down in the winter times, no matter which hemisphere you're in, north or south. Get out there and get that little bit of exposure, because that's going to be one of the simplest things you can be doing to make certain that you're adding to your overall underlying immune system response and physical health and well-being that you can have. It's also going to have a great effect on your mental acuity. It's going to have a greater effect on your relationships, because having a little bit of that exposure and greater health obviously makes it a little bit easier for you to interact with other people. And it's going to have that with your social leadership, and it's going to have that a bit on your spiritual pursuits as well. So comment below and let me know about how you plan or how you already do. Make certain that you get that little bit, that 5 to 10 minutes of sun exposure every single day, and where you are in the world and how it affects you differently, and maybe some creative ideas I didn't come up with here.